Well, Glenn, you know, we've been speaking to eyewitnesses who've been helping piece together exactly what happened in Terminal 3. And Carolyn mentioned a few moments ago while you guys were recapping what was said at the news conference that the question was asked, could the suspect be a TSA agent? Well, joining us now is a gentleman, Jose. You were on your way to Oklahoma. You were in the terminal, and you said you got a very clear description of what the gunman looked like.
Correct. He was dressed in all blue. Like, he looked like a TSA agent or security. He blended in with them, pretty much.
So describe to us what unfolded in front of your eyes.
We're waiting to board our plane to get our tickets to go into the next step to security. As we're waiting, there is a big, loud sound going off, and we just all froze waiting to see what it was. And after we heard the second round, that's when we all just went to the floor. We didn't hesitate. We all just went down.
But then you said moments later you peeked your head above luggage.
Yeah, because once the shots started going crazy, that's when I told my wife, duck, get on the floor. I managed to get on top of her and reach for a bunch of luggage, and that's when I made a wall out of luggages. And then from there, I glanced at the guy. He was walking towards us because he was not yet to be in Terminal 3. He was coming from Terminal 4, or we don't even know where he came from. So he's walking towards us. He managed to stop right there by the escalator, and I'm still looking at him. He already emptied his clip. He's already grabbing another gun, shooting down the escalator. As he's doing that, that's when I told my wife, we need to get out of here, because it's either the escalator or he's going to come towards us. And that's what we did. We just ran.
So as we're all trying to sort out who this gunman is, again, describe to us clearly what you saw. And you also told us that you witnessing two weapons.
Correct. There's two weapons playing a part, and this gunman looked like a TSA agent to me because he was dressed like them, like a security, a TSA agent, and he was pretty big. I mean, bigger than me, like body-wise, so I bet if he was going to go crazy today, he had a body armor on him.
Describe to us, though, you said you saw a long gun and a handgun?
Correct. It was a pump-up shotgun and a handgun. Yeah.
And then when you saw the suspect coming towards you, describe to us and to our viewers what happened then in terms of the suspect. Where did he go?
That's the part we didn't get to see. As he was shooting, that's when I managed to grab my wife, and she had like four other couple with them. She had four other persons with them. And the only thing I get to see as I'm taking them outside, I get to see the gunman walking more close to the escalator, and he just keeps monster shooting down. Next thing you know, he's already coming towards the second terminal towards us, and that's when we just kept running and running. But he's walking towards us and shooting down the escalator.
And did you notice if he was dressed in blue? Was he carrying a sack along with his weaponry?
I didn't see a sack on him, but I just noticed when he emptied a clip, he just dropped the gun, grabbed another gun on him. So he was pretty armed. I mean, he knew what he was doing today.
There were other eyewitnesses who heard the suspect screaming. Describe what you may have heard.
He might be yelling or something, but yeah, I didn't get to hear what he was yelling. But there's a lot of yelling. I don't know if it came from him or not, but there's a lot of yelling coming from Terminal 3.
When you saw the suspect firing down the escalator, shortly after you saw law enforcement running to the scene?
No, it took law enforcement to get to the scene. I mean, it took them a while, and they should be prepared for this. But you never know when it could have happened. It took them a while to get here. Because, I mean, he dumped maybe about 20 rounds tops, and there's still no law enforcement, and we're running. I mean, there's TSA agent going down, and there's still no cops, no anybody.
You said he was dressed in blue. Can you describe some of the facial features? Was he wearing a hat? Did he have glasses or a mask?
He had a hat on. He had some sunglasses. He was just all dressed in blue. He didn't have no mask, no nothing. I couldn't tell what kind of... You know, was he Mexican, white, or couldn't tell. I was just worried about getting her out.
Did you see any civilians who may have been struck?
I couldn't see that point of view. I couldn't see it because pretty much everybody in the escalator got hit. Because you're in an airport, escalators are pretty busy. And you don't go nowhere if you're in an escalator. You got your wall from the escalator. If you're going up, you're going up. You're going down. Once you hear shots fired in the escalator, everybody's in a panic mode. You're going to get hit.
Jose, thank you so much for speaking to us. Glenn and Carolyn, we'll send it back to you in the studio for now. But as you just heard, this eyewitness said that he saw the suspect, he believes, wearing all blue with a ball cap with two weapons, a long gun, a rifle-style gun, and a handgun.